Go. All right, and we're back for another episode. Sausage drip, drip of sauce. I'm your great host, Young K, with the E-Beezy, lovely E-Beezy. Ain't that right?
Yep, that's right.
All right. Oh, okay. Let's see. What are we gonna talk about today? I actually had a few things. Let me go into my phone. Make sure we still, yeah. I actually had a few things, memo. I got a couple memos. So this is how the podcast is gonna go from here on. We're gonna start off with news and topics. Then we're gonna do my segment. We're gonna talk about a couple movies and music and what we did today. Your segment, and then closing conversation.
I think that's what you're supposed to talk about before you start the podcast.
Yeah, but I'm running it down to you.
Right, you're supposed to do that before you start, not during.
Okay. All right.
So I doubt if it even go like that.
It's going to go like that. Cause
no,
that's,
it's not.
Yes, it is, because that's the way that we're going to sway it to. So, any news on top? Oh, you said something about some Kobe Bryant shit today. They found some evidence or... Oh, no, no.
I didn't say nothing like that, boy. Where do you get this stuff from?
No, I'm tripping. I'm tripping. You said that Kylie Jenner...
Okay.
You said Kylie Jenner rented his helicopter before the incident, a week before or something.
I don't know. I guess they said, I heard it on the radio. It was a week or a few weeks before.
You think she fucked this shit up or something to kill him?
I mean, I don't know. They mentioned it on the radio. I don't know, you know, what made them mention it, but
right.
I just heard it on the radio.
At radio, stop with the bullshit. That's my thought.
How is it bullshit if it's the truth?
I mean, it's the truth that she rented it, but what the fuck she gonna do? put water in the gas tank?
I mean, what did she need to rent it for?
Maybe she don't own the helicopter.
Really? You think so?
Shit. Motherfuckers ain't got Kobe money, goddamn me. That nigga own a helicopter. Yeah. That's crazy, though. But, yeah, I mean, yeah. Because ain't Kylie Jenner is like the sister of Khloe and Kim Kardashian, right?
Right. And you saying they ain't got no money?
No, they got money, but they ain't got Kobe Bryant money.
I mean, it's not about the money. It's about her needing to use his helicopter. I don't know. I wouldn't see why she would need to, but.
Because they ain't got Kobe Bryant money. That's why she needed to use. Maybe she, shit, needed to get from L.A. to San Diego.
That's your opinion, though.
Right, yeah.
Because them people got plenty of money.
Yeah, they do got plenty of money. But yeah, like I said, they ain't got Kobe Bryant money. That's
but
what
it
I
had
was saying.
Nothing to do with money.
Yeah, nothing to do. So what else? Besides that tragic news about Kobe. Because as you see, your sister still fucked up about it. She really fucked up. She was a straight Kobe fan, which ain't nothing wrong with it. And I'm a straight Kobe fan, but, you know, he transitioned. He gone now. Can't nobody do nothing or, you know. Can't nobody do nothing or, you know, say anything to bring him back. So, No. So with that being said, let's hop on to religion real quick.
I ain't see nothing about religion on there.
About what?
In your little list of things.
No, religion is just a topic. Religion is just a topic. Why you don't want to talk about religion?
I mean, it's your podcast. You can talk about whatever you
want. It's our podcast.
Remember
what's mine is yours.
No. Not at all.
Not at all.
Nah, it sounds good.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think like about religion?
I don't understand your question.
What do you think about religion? Because a lot of documentaries and books and articles that I've read, it says that religion was forced up, that Christianity, not religion, Christianity was forced upon blacks. In slavery. So,
How was it forced up on them?
Because it was saying like the master, I guess you would call him, or the slave owner would give, you know, the black people hope by saying, okay, this who you need to pray to, this who's gonna save you, this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying?
Save them for what?
Save them out of slavery and save their lives and, you know, stuff like that.
That sound a bit far-fetched.
That sound far-fetched, see? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because the other stuff that I done read and I done some research on is Africans, which we are, African Hebrews, we were spiritual, but we weren't Christians. You know what I'm saying? We were very spiritual people. But
kind of spirits was there?
Well, I'm not gonna sit here and fake it. I didn't read the whole fucking article and the whole book about this shit, you know what I'm saying? I just glimpsed through the shit and was reading. It was saying that blacks back then, Africans, I'm gonna stop saying blacks, Africans I can't say worshiping like the sun and the moon and stars. It wasn't saying that, but that we were more spiritual with the earth as one. And it was saying like you got Mother Earth, you know what I'm saying? Like they say like the earth is a mother. Why? You know what I'm saying? And they were saying like a lot of people encrypt God or the Most High to be a man when the Most High can ultimately be a woman, you know? Yeah, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, what else? What else you got that they put mother in front of? But that's another thing, is that's man-made stuff.
What's man-made?
Saying this is Mother Earth. That's man-made.
No, it's not man-made. It's just no. Why would they say that it's a mother?
Why would they say? Because a lot of things live on this and is created in this earth, and just like a pregnancy, when that's a baby why. Is.
That's your answer.
Right.
That's nothing a man made.
Yes, I'm saying this, not the earth itself. I'm saying that the same of calling it Mother Earth.
But that tells you why. That's the reason why they would call it that.
Okay, why would they call it mother? Why would they call the weather Mother Nature?
Because nature created it.
And nature is...
You don't understand that?
And nature is a mother?
Oh, mothers no. create things.
Right. Right. Okay.
All it's right. simple. And people like to, you know, it's all conspiracy theories. That's what it is. Everybody want to overthink and take stuff way beyond where it needs to go. It's simple when it's a simple answer to it.
Hmm. Okay. That's cool. I can get jiggy with that. All right. Well, we're gonna go ahead and to the because I see that mother part got you a little tense.
This podcast got me tense.
Well, when you get bust down, you're gonna be tense. Oh, you know what we can, do? You know what a fans only page is?
No, I don't.
It's okay. You got a regular Instagram, right? People got regular Instagram pages. And then it's, you make another page. If you got two Instagram pages on the same email, the second one is going to be a fans only page. And what people do on their fans only page is put pornos and stuff on there, like, you know, with their titties and stuff. And people subscribe to your fans only page for $15 a month. Some people make like, this one girl said she was making like $9,000 on Facebook. On her fans only page, make $9,000 a month off that fans only page, and her dude, you know, I guess shit, they be pick, you know, making little porns and shit on there. You know, you wanna do that? $9,000. We can split it $4,500.
You split it with whoever you're doing it with.
I'm just kidding. But yeah, that's crazy, ain't it though? I can't believe.
Why can you not believe
that people actually like?
You out of all people should be the last person to find that unbelievable.
No. You asked me yesterday. Do you got a flick or anything?
And you said yeah. And so I said, what's so unbelievable about it?
I said yeah, but see, the thing about that was a private video
that someone else have to do whatever the hell they want with it.
Right. You're absolutely correct. Yeah. But you know, motherfuckers ain't on there checking for, they on the hashtag Young K Dick or nothing, you know what I'm saying? And put the motherfucker on Pornhub or no shit.
They might. Ain't no telling.
Oh. You serious about this dick, ain't she?
Not at all. That's everybody's dick.
No, girl, fuck out of her. Fuck out of her. All right, so we're going to hop into, you want to do your segment first?
I'm going to do mine separate.
You going to do your segment? Mm-hmm. What's your segment? I mean, you can't do your segment separate. I'm going to do my segment, okay? My segment, it's going to be called Boss Talk. Okay, Boss Talk. All right, I remember, and this was, when me and my brother and sister was younger, and at this time we stayed in an apartment, and It was just my mama. My mama. My mama used to be wild. So she had this friend that lived next door, right? You listening? Mm-hmm. And this lady was flat out a dyke. This lady was flat out a dyke. You know what I'm saying? And the lady used to come over. I never seen her go in the room.
Bella. What are you doing? Don't be recording all over this house.
Okay. You want to see one video I made? No, not right now. We're doing a podcast. So, like I was saying, okay, so the lady was gay, right? I never seen the lady go into the room with my mama, no shit like that. But one day the lady came over, and this nigga Jonathan, okay, because me and Jonathan had the back room, and Belle's room was next to ours. And we in the hood. No, they don't know. It's a million Jonathans in the world. Yes, it do. Okay, so this nigga, and so the screen, the window of the screen of the window was, you know, kind of fucked up looking. You know what I'm saying? How you see the screens of and houses in the ghetto with half the screen flying when the wind blow, but it's still up there. So the lady knocks on the door, the back door, and this nigga Jonathan yells out the back window, "Yeah, dyke!" And the lady heard him. So she now she knocking hard, boom, 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 trying to get my mom attention. My mama finally get up. I don't know if she was in there smoking or what. She finally gets up. And she had told my mama, "What this window?" She said, "One of your kids jumped out this window and yelled, yeah, dyke." So my mama came to me. My mama was like, "Which one of y'all yelled out that window and called Gwen a dyke?" Jonathan and Belle pointed straight to me. Kobe did it. I'm like, what? I'm like, I ain't do it. I'm trying to tell her Jonathan did it. She like, Jonathan don't know. You know what I'm saying? Jonathan was younger than me. And we was little, you know what I'm saying? So she like, Jonathan don't know that word. Go take a bath. So I'm like, damn, this dude got me in trouble. So I'm looking at him like, "Hi, I ain't even getting in trouble. Hi, hi, blah, 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 woo, woo." You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking, okay, maybe I just got away with, you know, calling this woman a full-fledged dyke and then get in trouble. And all in all, I didn't call her that. Jonathan called her that. So I'm in a bathtub, you know what I'm saying, chilling. Huh? You said what? I'm in the bathtub chilling, and the door just busts open. Boom! I'm looking like, what? Who the hell? It's my mama. Why this woman have a telephone cord? You know, the little thin cords that used to be with phones? Huh?
A telephone cord?
Yeah. Man, this woman came in that motherfucker. And I was in the tub, so my body nice and wet. Man, I got thrashed. When I say it was straight blood in the motherfucking water with me. It was blood in the water, G. It was blood in the water. And that right there was like the worst whooping I ever experienced. That was horrible. For real. Yeah. So kids out there, don't be looking out no windows calling no people no dykes and blaming it on your sibling. Because you might get them fucked up. Yep. So. Yeah, that was that. So, moving on. What's your segment gonna be about? Huh? Ebony. What's your segment gonna be about? How you gonna create your profile? What? The fuck is you on, G? What time of time are you on?
A different time for you, from you.
Apparently, yeah. You on a whole nother time. You tripping, John?
No, you tripping.
How am I tripping? Tell me, how am I tripping?
When the time is right.
They can't even hear you.
That's the point, because I don't want to be on your podcast.
Well, I'm going to change my shit.
Please do. Immediately.
Yo. Good morning. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. And, you know, whoever else listens to the podcast, welcome to the Sausage Drip Show. I'm your host, Young K. EBZ will be here momentarily. She went to go and run the kids to the bus stop. So, yeah, so she'll be back in a moment. This is episode 2. No, this is episode 4 of the Sausage Drip season. But it'll be episode 2 with her, I guess, you know. So what are we going to discuss today? I don't know, man. There's a lot of crazy things that's been going on. Oh, well, check it out. If you ain't, follow me on Spotify, Young K, you know. Just dropped a new album, Internet Music, first half of the year. Some real nice bangers on there. Getting great feedback. I think the first song on there is Tremendous Cream, I believe. Cream. Yep. So if you ain't checked that out, y'all check that out. another good song. Well, the whole album's good, but I'm just standing out my favorite songs on the album. It's another song produced by Vibrant, and it's called Nunu, you know, a real nice banger. But, yeah, let's get into today's shows and topics. Well, first and foremost, we're going to take a moment of silence. We're going to do 24 seconds worth of silence for Kobe Bryant, you know, big loss. So 24 seconds for Kobe. else going on today? Oh, we got the troll Trump shit going on. The last day of trying to impeach Donald Trump, you know. Which I think is absolutely too late to be trying to impeach Donald Trump right now, as you know, the fucking his term almost over. So why y'all fucking with the man now? Just shit. But it could be a big conspiracy, because y'all the one who voted him in, so well, y'all voted him in, why you're voting him out, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy. You know? That is hella crazy. Yeah. What else we got going on? This is an early morning show today, you know. It's snowing here in St. Louis. I don't know what it's doing around the rest of the world, but we got actual snow falling outside right now. And also, it's tax time. The tax ball is about to come out. You dig? My thing is, do something productive with your money this year. Don't just fucking go out and buy tennis shoes and clothes and shit with no shit that don't mean nothing, you know what I'm saying? You gotta make your money move for you, you know, put it in an IRA or something, man. Do something productive this year with your tax refund. Okay? You can have the Jordans on your feet, but if you got the Jordans on your feet and you catching the bus and walking everywhere, you look like an absolute fool to everybody, you know? So do something productive with your money this year. I know I am. Let's see. What else can we talk about? We could just talk about, you know, whatever you guys want to talk about. I don't know. I want to travel. I want to go somewhere this year. Well, where I go last year, I went to Chattanooga, Tennessee. Never been to Chattanooga. Nice culture down there. Nice people. Real nice people. It was an experience. I was down there for like a little bit over a week, you know. And I enjoyed myself in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Shouts out to Tennessee. Because my little sister lived in Nashville too, so, you know, I stopped by and see my little sister on the way to Chattanooga from St. Louis, you know. Really nice vibe down there. Really nice town. What else, man? Man, it's crazy, man. Only thing I keep seeing is the stuff about Kobe Bryant, you know. And trying to, you know, not think about that shit so much and move on. But it's crazy when the shit is just everywhere. The shit everywhere. Yep. I wonder what you get flagged for on Anchor. Cause we trying to get to like a million, goddamn me. We trying to get to a million views, a million followers. We're gonna do a fans only page. And it's just going to be sex scenes or whatever. We're going to do that. I can't put too much out right now about it. But we're setting that up. Setting that up sometime today, later on, I believe. What else? Yeah, man, it's just crazy. We just enjoying life right now. Oh, it's 8:51. Damn, she ain't back yet. The motherfucking bus must be behind or some shit. I don't know. Yeah, she said something real crazy to me this morning, talking about she wanna have another baby. She can't have another baby because she got her tubes tied. And talking about she wanna surrogate. She found the surrogate for me to put my seed in someone else and someone else bear our child. And it be our child. I'm like, no. Definitely not going to work. You know. Definitely not. Not on my watch. I don't know what type of time she was on when she thought about that crazy ass shit. But yeah. What type of time she on, G? Yeah. Damn, they really trying to impeach this man. Pressure bills on a GOP senator to call a witness. Oh, excuse me. That's crazy. What else? All right, it's a lot of shit, man. I be thinking about a lot of shit to talk to you guys about. But, Ernest question whether trial will hurt Biden in Iowa. Well, I be thinking about a lot of shit when I'm not podcasting, but then as soon as the motherfucking podcast come on, it's like shit goes out the motherfucking window. So I am contemplating on getting a Dodge Challenger this year within the next couple weeks. I don't know if I want the 392, the Shaker, or the RT, you know. So I'm debating about that right now, and it's crazy, you know. A lot of people telling me get the 392. Because it's a faster car. But I don't know. When the time come, I'll make my decision, and my decision will be the best decision for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm really not tripping off what everybody else say and what everybody else want. I'm going to base my decision off of what I want. You dig? That's the best way. That's the best way to do it. Yeah. Yep. So, yeah. Damn, man, what else? What are some good movies that I have saw? I don't think I've seen any real good movies, but you know what I am going to watch the Terminator, the latest. I am going to watch the latest Terminator today. I'll be back. Ain't that what Arnold said? I'll be back. I am going to watch that today, sometime today. I got to get that going. What else? I think the turn, some shit like that. I watched that. I tried to watch that last night, and It wasn't what I expected it to be. Honestly, I fell asleep on it. It wasn't the movie of my choice. I thought it would have been better, basically. It wasn't a great movie. It was okay, I guess. On a scale from 1 to 10, my honest opinion, I would give that movie about a 5 or a 4. It definitely wasn't in my top favorite movies of all time. Bad Boys for Life, I watched it too. Would that be considered one of my favorites? No. I would have to say that the first Bad Boy would be my first my favorite Bad Boys movie. Yeah. So, damn, where is she at? She ain't came back yet. I'm going to have to bust her head. Messing up my podcast. My viewers, the ladies. Well, I know the fellas want to hear the woman voice, you know.